or sometimes even after, especially in very busy times like Easter, Christmas time, and so on. The only day, the full day that he had at home was on Mondays. So he was very, very tired because his friends were always enjoying Saturday nights, Sunday afternoons, going to the beach and so on. And the only day he was at home, everyone was at work. And on Sunday, I remember that on Sunday afternoon, sometimes they were coming and they were going there and asking my sister-in-law, well, can we see Ricardo and so on? So she was always saying, no, he's in bed, leave him alone, come after because he's tired. And that wasn't life indeed. So he just wanted to change. And this was his dream, and he's now happy. Perhaps he will come. Perhaps he has now realized, of course, he has enjoyed and know what it means leaving. The arrival is very nice indeed because you see each other, and yes, it's a very special moment and a special thing that you feel a very lovely moment, of course. But when you leave, it's
It's something different, isn't it? And especially if you're leaving to make a life in that other country.
yes, but because you know that when he arrived, the night when he arrived, me and Irene, my niece, organized a party there at Irene's home. She said, okay, it's going to be a special party. So my, what is it, Irene's, Irene's daughter, that is Emma, was always saying, I was always telling her lovely stories about Zio Ricky, as we call him. I was always telling her, Emma, when Zio Ricardo is arriving, we will make a big party. There will be many balloons, many flags, and that's what we did. She was calling me. She was always telling me, Zio, when are you coming with the balloons? When are you coming with the flags? She was just so excited. We were preparing and organizing everything. So when we were having dinner, we just had what I think a barbecue or hamburger, something like that. We had. Irene was telling us that she was pregnant for the second time, so it was a very special day. Two surprises just in a one day time. We were
That's
all happy.
lovely.
Yes. No, that's life, and we enjoy it. Of
That's
course.
true.
Yes.
And we're coming to the end of the interview, but there are a few questions that I'd like to
Yes.
ask you.
Tell me.
And one of them is about, are there any kinds of traditions or ideas from Australia that you have maintained in your life?
Let me think.
I know that's maybe a difficult question because at 11 you're still very much a
Yes,
child
yes,
and
yes. No,
part
no,
of your
no. No, as I
parents.
told you, my mum was yes, always doing as Italians were doing. But I think that no, I think that education is different from there. Yeah, there's a difference from Australian way to educate children, and here, of course, Australians are so polite, so calm, so nice, so respectful, and so on. And here in Italy, it's different. It's different. Families aren't different. Yeah, I know. Mum and Dad's origins were very nice, and they grew up in a special way, in a simple way, but in a nice way. And that's what they teach us, and that's what how I want to go on. But there isn't something that I just like it like that. Yes. Yes, yeah.
Have you ever felt different from other people here in Riese or in Italy because you were born in Australia?
No, I'm proud. I'm proud. I'm proud. I'm
But
proud
do
of
you...
myself and being Australian.
And I
Yes.
can really hear that in all the things that you talk, but do you think that it has made you feel different from, say, other people who were born here?
No, let's say that when I was trying to learn Italian and when I was first attending Italian schools, perhaps it has been, and as I told you, a difficult time. Perhaps because I didn't know properly words and so on, but just a period of time. But then I felt as Italians. No difficulties, no other difficulties, of course. Yeah. And no other sense of difference, no.
No, but
proud of myself, of course, because I say yes. When people hear me speaking English, I say, oh, your pronounce is perfect. And I always say, I was born in Australia. I'm proud of it. Yes.
And that must make you feel a little bit different.
Yes. No, a normal person, yes. Just happy to be an Australian, just happy to be born there. Yes, a normal person. Yes, I never aimed to be on the top.
No.
Just simple and peaceful, and that's like it is. I just want to be like that. Yes.
And do you think you'll go back to Australia?
Of course. First of all, because I want to see Ricardo's house. And second, because I would like to see again all my relatives there and see a bit else, because besides, as I told you, Sydney, Ayers Rock, Melbourne, Kangaroo Island, so on, a bit of Adelaide surrounding area. We would like to see something else, like, yes, of course, the Great Barrier Reef, the Great Ocean Road that they haven't seen. Why not the Northern Territory? Perhaps New Zealand. I heard about Fremantle and what Monkey Maya seaside and so on. The dolphin. We went to see the dolphin, not the dolphins. The
seals.
Not the seals, but the seals, yes. But the penguins in where is it?
Near
Melbourne? No. Philip Island.
Oh, Philip Island. Yeah.
We went
to
see them too.
Yeah.
Yes, we have so many things to see, so we would like to see something else, of course. But just back at Ricardo's house, because I promised him lots of things. I promised him that I bought him a very long tablecloth, and I gave it to him when he was here, and I said, Ricardo, this is for when Zia is arriving. You know, we have to organize a party with all the cousins there, and I will specially cook pasta. He loves pasta with tuna and beans. Green beans, and enjoys all my cookings, because when he was here in September, August, in the past period, he was always coming here every day at lunch together with Irene, sometimes also with Angelo and Cinzia, but they were still working. So I was saying, okay, I'm happy with my niece and my nephew and my little niece, of course. And I was enjoying that cooking. They were always saying, oh, Zia, why aren't you going to make risotto? Why aren't you going to make pasta? Why aren't you going to make the rice salad, as you know? And they were enjoying and staying here. We were staying here until 3, 4 o'clock, all together, just playing and just...
Talking.
Yes. Yeah. It was a very lovely period, yes. Oh, I enjoyed it
lovely.
So much, yes.
And I'm sure that when you go to Adelaide, that it will be very exciting too to see Ricardo in his... situation there.
Yes, I told him I will come to Schnellers one day. I will introduce myself. I will say I'm proud to be your auntie and I'm proud of you, and say that you are a very special guy, because he is a very special boy. He is, besides being my nephew, he is so special. Yes.
He sounds like a lovely young man. So, is there anything else that you would like to add to what you've talked about in your memories?
You asked me very... so many things. I'm sorry if I just was a bit crazy a bit.
No, not at all.
I'm happy to have made this interview, and I'm happy that one day people that still remember me and my family have the chance to hear all what I have said. And once again, I'm proud to be, that I was born in Australia and to have lived there. It's a special country and there are special persons, and that's it.
Well, that's lovely. And I want to say thank you so much for giving so many details about your memories and
yes.
your feelings about being an Australian, and that those first really important 11 years of your life. And also the I've got a very good sense of what your family culture, you know, and your
yes,
family has
yes,
been. So
yes.
that's been lovely, and I
simple,
really appreciate
yes,
that.
Simple persons, lovely persons, and yes, I think that if you are simple and what, not faithful, simple and yes, always kind and so on, you reach even the highest mountain in the world. Yes,
that's
what
that's
my
true.
Father told me, and that's what we are doing.
That's lovely. And just one last question. You've had a little bit of a view of the website for the Veneto Market Gardeners
yes, yes.
project.
Uh-huh.
What did you think of that website?
Very nice indeed. Very nice indeed, because it gives the opportunity to all persons that are involved, let's say, in this part of history, yes, to remember, to perhaps get in touch with persons that they didn't meet since long time, and for the new generations to know what happened, what really happened with their families, with their fathers and mothers, with their grandfathers and grandmothers. And I think it's a part of Australian story as well, history as well. It's a very important project, and yes, I'm happy that I've had the chance to meet you, Madeline, and to have this interview, and yes, to know you and to tell you everything. Yes.
And I'm really happy too, so thank you. Thank you again for your contribution.
Yes,
great.
It has been a great pleasure, really. Believe me, yes.
Thank you. That's great.
It has been.